back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A really incredible statistic, a disturbing statistic. I didn't believe it when I read it, but apparently it's true. It's this. 82% of Fox News viewers think that the 2020 election was fraudulent and stolen from Donald Trump. 82%. That's more than 8 out of 10 Fox viewers. That means somewhere one to two tenths of them know the truth. 82% think it was stolen. That's because you have Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, and the rest of them simply lying on air. There's a lot of people who don't follow the news. They don't look at different sources. They get reinforced on Facebook. The minute they look at one nutty site, Facebook's algorithm will turn them over to 10 nutty sites. They think that's the news. Now, I want to unpack a little bit why they would think that, because the average person is not going to, just because Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity says it, without reinforcement, they're not going to believe it without reinforcement. But here is what the Republicans are doing. Here are the facts, and I'm going to take two facts, one from Pennsylvania, one from Kenosha, Wisconsin. We've alluded to that slightly. And what the Republicans, like Kevin McCarthy, Steve Scalise, people like Voss and other lowlifes, are calling fraud is the following. In Pennsylvania, there was a requirement in the election law that for a ballot to be counted, mail-in ballot had to be received before the election or the day of the election and postmarked. That's fine. People realized that many people would mail them and it wouldn't get there by the election for reasons beyond their control. One of them was COVID. There was reduced mail service. People who were in old age homes and so on had a hard time getting the mailboxes. They could give it to staff and then staff would find a mailbox. And then if you remember, Louis DeJoy destroyed more than 700 mail sorting machines. Louis DeJoy, a Republican, who was investigated for contributing to Republican candidates through other people's names. He'd give you some money and then you make the contribution, it shows up as yours. That's a felony. For some reason he hasn't been prosecuted. I don't know why. Maybe the statute of limitations. This clown, this vile clown running the post office, suddenly shreds 700 machines. These mail sorters did something like 50,000 pieces an hour in our major urban areas around the country, and he shreds them. Let's unpack that. What do you mean, shred a machine? Yeah, you can shred a machine. You put it in a metal shredder and you shred it. But how much could he have gotten for those machines if he wanted to sell them on the secondary market to for-profit mailing outfits? Quite a bit. Why didn't he do that? So it'd be a hassle to try to sell them. Oh, really? How about just giving it to a jobber somewhere? Where it really was is he did not want them to exist so that mail could be expedited. A lawsuit was brought and the Pennsylvania Supreme Court listened to arguments and they wrote a decision. And they said, we are the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. We're a co-equal branch of government with the legislature and the executive. We are constitutionally based in the Pennsylvania Constitution. And we determined by majority vote that because of exigent circumstances in this election, it's really an act of God, COVID and the partial destruction of the mail service, that we are going to rule that if it is mailed before the election, has to be mailed before the election with a postmark, it can be received, say, up to 3 days after. So the effect of the statute is upheld. People have to make their decision before the election. But if through no fault of their own, it doesn't get there by the election, it'll be counted. Republicans didn't like that. They went up to the U.S. Supreme Court. U.S. Supreme Court are Republicans, and they dismissed the Republicans' case. They said, look, this was done in accordance with the Pennsylvania Constitution. You have three co-equal branches of government. One of them had made a policy determination, which was enforced. Exigent circumstances, you know, they have, you have the, they call them acts of God, intervene. It could be a cyclone, insurrection, COVID in this case, partial destruction of the mail service. And the Pennsylvania Supreme Court upheld the sense of the prior law. It had to be mailed before the election, but it can physically be received up to 3 days after. So the U.S. Supreme Court upheld it. That is what they're talking about as fraud in Pennsylvania. It's not fraud when the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court, exercises its constitutional discretion. That is not fraud. But McCarthy and Voss, people of that ilk, called it fraud, and the average person doesn't know everything I just said, and they say, okay, there was fraud. Biden won by what? Something like 70-some-odd thousand votes in Pennsylvania. The other thing is nobody said that this changed the vote in any way. A lot of these mail-in votes obviously went for Trump as well. But that is one example of what they're saying. Another example of what they're saying, why 82% of Fox News viewers think the election was stolen, was, say, Kenosha. This sheriff shoots his mouth off down there. Gerrymandered legislature, Voss, about 10 others, all want Megan Wolf to resign from the election commission as if it's her fault. All six commissioners ratified this, three Democrats, three Republicans, 6-0, which was that in nursing homes down in Kenosha, they wouldn't permit agents from the election board to come in to distribute the ballots because of COVID. Remember, this is back in November. This is COVID before vaccines. Relatives couldn't go in. The Republicans are saying, therefore, they shouldn't have been allowed to vote. But all six commissioners, including the three Republicans, said, mail them in. Mail them in. Just like any other mailed absentee ballot. And they'll get in there, they'll fill them out, and they get to vote, mail them back. That is what the Republicans in the state are calling fraud. That was upheld by a constitutionally delegated power to the Wisconsin Election Commission, all six commissioners, three Democrats, three Republicans, and then upheld in the Wisconsin courts. Something like 64 court decisions around the country have upheld what occurred. And yet, what, 82% of Fox News viewers think there was fraud? Do you think they know the facts of Pennsylvania and Kenosha? And this is replicated all around the country. If you're a citizen, don't know the facts, and lightly give up your right to vote, lightly turn it over to fascist authoritarians who continue to call themselves Republicans and are nothing of the kind. Nothing of the kind. Stalwart Republicans will stand up and look on with contempt on this and fight it. Nothing of the kind. This is simply an attempt, an authoritarian attempt, a fascist attempt, through briefcases and lawyers, to change the laws in six states so that the Republican, not the Republican Party, a fascist party, can pick our president in perpetuity. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line, because you're mine. I walk the line.